Okay, sit, settle down. How nice. Sensory acuity. Welcome to the outside, ma'am. You'll be surprised. Every day you're gonna, the colors will get brighter and brighter. It's like LSD, only it doesn't have the hangover. Every one of you right now is manufacturing LSD in your body. As we speak, you're committing a crime. It says it's illegal to manufacture LSD, but we have to. It controls the amount of sensory input versus the amount of internal states that we create. And that's why when people took LSD, suddenly the colors got brighter and they could see things. If they took too much, they began to hallucinate, which was the rule in the 60s. That was the period of time where the policy was too much is not enough. Certainly where I came from in San Francisco, anybody who claims they can remember it probably wasn't there. Sort of my experience. It was a fun time, but some people just don't have a calendar. It seems like they don't know time has moved on. What we're going to do here this evening is we're going to start a little preparation. The one thing that I'm hoping that you learn as you go through the next 8 days, or die trying, that's how it works, is to trust your unconscious processes. The unconscious portion of you, it's what makes it so that people don't notice the rest of what's going on. Gee, there's flowers in the room. You know, you need to be able to take your sensory acuity with any audience and always focus your attention to the back of the room, back corners, and then you bring it forward to get their breathing in rhythm. People in the front are easy. They're like fodder. They're right there. You don't have to. Too many trainers start in the front and they have trouble and lose the people in the back. But if you can set your timing and the pace of the rhythm and the ones in the back, by the time you get to the front, they're already there. They're calibrating off of you anyway. That's what they're doing. They're the people who have their pictures like this in front of their face, right? When you ask, where's their beliefs? It's like that lady last night. It's right here, right? No, that's why they're sitting in the front. You know, they keep, because if your pictures are far away and you sit too close, then you can't see them. They're behind the person talking. They're the ones that sit like this. They came with somebody who made them sit too close. If you focus on the back of an audience and begin to control your tempo, the rhythm of your speech, we're going to do a lot of work on rhythm and on tone. Now, I wanted to start this evening by doing the... That's the single most important thing I have to say this evening. We were out there having too much fun, weren't we? Okay, just catch up to us. And they did. If you can control the tempo, the rhythm, and the tone of your voice. Because too many people believe they only have one voice. And when you do the kinds of things that we're going to be doing, you need to have many voices. You need to be able to control your pitch, rate of tempo, all of those things, and your eyebrows. You will discover tomorrow when we cycle you through, there are many people whose eyebrows are wildly out of control. And here's the important part, is when I raise my eyebrows, it means it's your turn to speak. And people will begin to have internal dialogue with an audience in an individual conversation. Because when you say and you're done, your intonation goes down, the eyebrows go up. It implies in every language on the face of the earth, it's your turn to speak. And what will happen is you can confuse people appropriately or inappropriately, depending upon the kind of control you have. Now, since we want people to respond, that's what they're there for. They're there to learn to respond, but we want them to respond not wantonly, but in unison. One of the things that I want you to begin to listen to in your tonality is to put downward inflections at each phrase so that when you speak, you're not raising your voice. We don't want people to go into the state of question. We want to open up the command module. English has commands, statements, and questions. Now, we're interested in getting the responses. the more you use downward inflection inside your voice initially, the more you'll be able to get people to respond as if they're commands. When I say to you, I want you to listen, it's very different than when I want you to listen. I want you to hear. I want you to understand. It just doesn't work, does it? But if I say understand, listen, learn, body goes, yes, we'll obey. Now, the more of those you begin to stack, the more people get used to responding. And when you use tempo and you calibrate from the back of the room, you start to move forward to make sure you have their breathing in line and you open up the command module, then you can begin to do things like what I say. When you have audiences in the beginning, I'll teach you the three simple tricks. One is you get them all to settle down and you say, now, before we start here, all of you came here because you desired things. Close your eyes for a minute. Think of what you desire. Right. Now, open your eyes, because you, like me, want these things, right? Induce desire, point to yourself, right? You, like me, want things. Get the ears open. Every moment counts. It is your job to get their full attention and to keep them right on the edge. Your tonality is the tool. Now, we're going to start with a few vowels this evening. And every night, we'll have our trance cocktail before we end. But it's too soon now. I notice some of you are starting to go, but not yet. I'll tell you when it's time. I want to start with the repeat after me test of your tonality. Because when you train, your nose is not going to help you to speak. This is why I do not teach in France. They've asked me to do it lots of times, but I can't do it. It's too hard because it's part of their tonality. And they changed the title of my book, Frogs and Defenses. Some of you know why. To Secrets of Communication. Without asking me. I called it Frogs and Defenses for a reason. Now, I want you to start. This is my nose. Get it out of your system. Okay, you go, France. Then you go, this is my mouth. This is London. This is my throat. This is Israel. If you listen to those Israelis talk, they speak from their throat all the time. They have chlapkoa, which is, by the way, must be the word for personal power. Would be chlapkoa. It's a kind of a thing that Jewish people do. It's when 3 million people can kick the ass of 300 million people. That takes chlapkoa. Now, this is my chest. This is Germany. Right. The Germans have so many still pictures in their world, and when they speak, they don't move, so they don't realize that the sound doesn't fly out and poke in the ears. You bathe people in tonality every time you speak, whether it's to an individual, but you see, these are my mouth over here, speaking to you, creating sound waves, and bathing them with you. Not just the music. When I say to you, relax, it's real different if I do it from here than if I do it from here, because this is where we're going to speak from. This is relaxation. This is wealth. This is unlimited sex. This is orgasms that last 4 times as long, 4 times as often. Times as often. This is when you say your vowels, you go A, E, I, O, U, will, pay, me. you will listen now. Ah. Now, if it makes your skin tingle, you're doing the right thing. Sure. Did you feel it on your skin? When you feel it on your skin, it tells you it's that feeling of exhilaration. Now, I want you to go back, make the same thing go, ooh. And when you feel it tingle, I want you to fire off the anchors you made. Go, ooh. Ooh. And you can look at an audience and go, well, today, that's all it takes to put you in the state where your skin is tingling and you look